Chapter 46. An unfortunate affray occurred in Clark County, Mo. Comma near Waterloo, on Tuesday the 19th, which originated in settling the partnership concerns of Messrs. McGain and Malister, who had been engaged in the business of distilling, and resulted in the death of the latter, who was shot down by Mr. McGain, because of his attempting to take possession of 7 barrels of whiskey, the property of McGain, which had been knocked off to Malister at a sheriff's sale at $1 per barrel. McGain immediately fled, and at the latest dates, had not been taken. This unfortunate affray caused considerable excitement in the neighborhood, as both the parties were men with large families depending upon them, and stood well in the community. Apostrophe, I will quote but one more paragraph, which, by reason of its monstrous absurdity, may be a relief to these atrocious deeds. Affair of honor. We have just heard the particulars of a meeting which took place on 6 Mile Island, on Tuesday, between 2 young bloods of our city. Samuel Thurston, aged 15, and William Pine, aged 13 years. They were attended by young gentlemen of the same age. The weapons used on the occasion were a couple of Dixon's best rifles, the distance, 30 yards. They took one fire, without any damage being sustained by either party, except the ball of Thurston's gun passing through the crown of Hines' hat. Through the intercession of the Board of Honor, the challenge was withdrawn, and the difference amicably adjusted. Apostrophe, if the reader will picture to himself the kind of Board of Honor which amicably adjusted the difference between these two little boys, who in any other part of the world would have been amicably adjusted on 2 porters' backs, and soundly flogged with birchen rods, he will be possessed, no doubt, with as strong a sense of its ludicrous character, as that which sets me laughing whenever its image rises up before me. Now, I appeal to every human mind, imbued with the commonest of common sense, and the commonest of common humanity, to all dispassionate, reasoning creatures, of any shade of opinion, and ask, with these revolting evidences of the state of society which exists in, and about the slave districts of America before them, can they have a doubt of the real condition of the slave, or can they for a moment make a compromise between the institution or any of its flagrant, fearful features, and their own just consciences? Will they say of any tale of cruelty and horror, however aggravated in degree, that it is improbable, when they can turn to the public prints, and, running, read such signs as these, laid before them by the men who rule the slaves? In their own acts, and under their own hands? Do we not know that the worst deformity and ugliness of slavery are at once the cause, and the effect of the reckless license taken by these freeborn outlaws? Do we not know that the man who has been born and bred among its wrongs, who has seen in his childhood husbands obliged at the word of command to flog their wives, women, indecently compelled to hold up their own garments, that men might lay the heavier stripes upon their legs, driven and harried by brutal overseers in their time of travail, and becoming mothers on the field of toil, under the very lash itself, who has read in youth, and seen his virgin sisters read, descriptions of runaway men and women, and their disfigured persons, which could not be published elsewhere, of so much stock upon a farm, or at a show of beasts? Do we not know that that man, whenever his wrath is kindled up, will be a brutal savage? Do we not know that as he is a coward in his domestic life, stalking among his shrinking men and women slaves armed with his heavy whip, so he will be a coward out of doors, and carrying coward's weapons hidden in his breast, will shoot men down, and stab them when he quarrels? And if our reason did not teach us this and much beyond, if we were such idiots as to close our eyes to that fine mode of training which rears up such men, should we not know that they who among their equals stab and pistol in the legislative halls, and in the counting house, and on the marketplace, and in all the elsewhere peaceful pursuits of life, must be to their dependents, even though they were free servants, so many merciless and unrelenting tyrants? What? Shall we declaim against the ignorant peasantry of Ireland, and mince the matter, when these American taskmasters are in question? Shall we cry shame on the brutality of those who hamstring cattle, and spare the lights of freedom upon earth who notch the ears of men and women, cut pleasant posies in the shrinking flesh, learn to write with pens of red-hot iron on the human face, rack their poetic fancies for liveries of mutilation which their slaves shall wear for life, and carry to the grave, breaking living limbs as did the soldiery who mocked and slew the savior of the world, and set defenseless creatures up for targets? Shall we whimper over legends of the tortures practiced on each other by the pagan Indians, and smile upon the cruelties of Christian men? Shall we, so long as these things last, exult above the scattered remnants of that race, and triumph in the white enjoyment of their possessions? Rather, for me, restore the forest and the Indian village. In lieu of stars and stripes, let some poor feather flutter in the breeze. Replace the streets and squares by wigwams, and though the death song of 100 haughty warriors fill the air, it will be music to the shriek of one unhappy slave. On one theme, which is commonly before our eyes, and in respect of which our national character is changing fast, let the plain truth be spoken, and let us not, like dastards, beat about the bush, by hinting at the Spaniard and the fierce Italian. When knives are drawn by Englishmen in conflict, let it be said and known. We owe this change to Republican slavery. These are the weapons of freedom. With sharp points and edges such as these, liberty in America hews and hacks her slaves, or, failing that pursuit, her sons devote them to a better use and turn them on each other. Apostrophe. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.